Chemtrails out there are actually geoengineering programs, and geoengineers are proposing spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum into our sky for what they say is the stated goal of cooling the planet. However, there appears to be many different agendas behind this aerosol spraying, and typically what we see in most areas around the world is long white trails behind airplanes that do not dissipate. And they fall down and completely cover the sky. Real similar to what we see here in L.A. quite a bit. They start spraying usually in the morning, and about by 1 o'clock, our sun is completely blocked out by these aerosols. And people complain of burning eyes, irritability, dry mouth, nausea, and many other health concerns. It's different from contrail. Contrail is short for condensation trail. When an airplane flies at a certain elevation where it's very cold, the engine from the heat actually produces condensation. So what you will see behind an airplane is a white trail that usually quickly dissipates. It's very similar to when we breathe in cold weather. You can see your breath, and then it quickly disappears. So the chemtrail phenomenon, which really escalated after about 1997, is seen in most countries, not every country yet, but again, geoengineers are proposing doing this over the entire planet. Aluminum oxide is very toxic to human health and ecology, and in what in the world are they spraying? We illustrated proof that, yes, they are spraying almost every area around the world, and that these programs are a threat to human health and ecology. So we've seen profound changes since 1997 in both health and ecology around the world.
Loner underdogs, gasoline ghosts either. Notes are lost underground. Hey, hey.
Beautiful. Keep at it. Thank you.
For every meal, it was rather dismal, a cold nose of the germs in the bathwater. The letter conclusion, yet from a simple want in out of the sun alone, there was a falling boredom, silent, three periods over chairs, lying books, foreign flowers, a cup of tea, thanks. In chapter 3, it was 11 insane mind elements trudging away. I mean, years this would happen, or fixed on the ground, in the diminished general impression, carefully antisocial, closed, faced, the shadiest sudden memory companion outside in the street. Now some pieces iron an aftertaste. No, 9 days, tomorrow, fights a nightmare on ceiling. It's to clench a fist in the air, one for breakfast, to think, to pull over the woolen a typewriter edge. I left to tell no one, no hypnotist or blackout. The right hand promises just to be very brown hair to an aspirin box, overwriting. Isn't that it? Grab, where it fakes the color of a quick rain, days in, and gets me. I was shy. This is my way into hours of bad review. so be it. Larger than the Tsar of Russia to me, a used-up pencil yields it. A field-ish purple origin, cold winter flake, the church image neckwear, and a word with neither. I find out big and small on phone bills, yet don't have the university degree. A way 12 noon Polaroid on a sofa had been amateurish toes in a likely hello to dislocation, masks, statues, etc. A problem highway worker ran off, at which point a girl stretches of a sweater, tight-fitting, boom-style day job. I sing a made-up N shape, egg snooze, but I don't want.
I don't believe it. Now my phone doesn't work. No, it's not. It's because I had a PIN number added. Uncle Alan has a saying, you brought this shit upon yourself.
This is 23rd Street, 14th Street is next, name please, holding doors please.
From New Jersey. Of me.
East Windsor.
Yeah, close to Princeton. Enjoy it. Have a good.
Alright, okay.
Okay. Poetry sheet. Marks. Would you like a poetry sheet? Right. Help yourself to anything you need.
But I work up here.
This is Manhattan, so you're a long way.
Yeah, but I work up here.
Tomorrow, don't you know where I come from? Can't you feel love calling on? Where are you? Can I see you tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Thank you.